All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good afternoon, sports mappers. Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, ESPN 97.5, and now you, the good people of SportsMap 94.1, as we get ready for the final 60 minutes. George Springer just made one hell of a diving catch down the right field line. So through eight innings, your Stros clinging to a one-run lead, 5-4 for the Tigers. So you need no updates there. Just stick with us here. Also, we want to remind you that if you play fantasy football but you don't want to get locked down for the whole season, then you can play with us. Log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to Hotels.com. And as a captain obvious man, you would say, nothing says Hotels.com lets you do you like this quote that says Hotels.com lets you do you. You think Captain Obvious writes all of our drop copy? Jeez. So log on ESPN975.com and get in on our fantasy football challenge.
There you go. Get in on it. At the break, we were discussing the fact that Nick is going to try heroin in Vegas.
Not
I can't wait.
Try heroin. Won't do it.
No?
Negative.
What's your limit? What's your line?
Little, not revealing that on the air.
No smack? So you're not a smack guy. Maybe butt chug some vodka? No? Why did you get quiet?
I was hoping AJ would just shut you up, but he didn't want to get on the air. He didn't want to join you?
Yeah. He's scared of me. I intimidated him.
He's scared of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
You
I don't think that's the case.
What's your line? What's your limit? Butt chugging vodka or smack, maybe? Now, we know it's not smack.
You heard him?
Mm-mm. Okay. I can't hear him. He's the white Kelly Eco. He's just interrupting the show. Jeez. I mean, we're just working here, you know?
I get
Is he still yelling?
Thanks? No, he's closed.
Oh, okay.
The door's closed.
He'll come in here and just
listen. He's tired of slaying comedians. He doesn't want to spend another day doing that.
Yeah. Just another Houston comic. He's dropping in the grease. All right, well, we'll move on. We won't ask your limit. I have a feeling I know what it is. Crack.
Anything on your list of things you got to do while you're there this time?
Besides crack.
I always go
besides
to
heroin.
Spot.
Besides heroin and crack.
Usually when I get there.
A spot. What spot?
It's a burger place called The Spot.
Fat Burger?
It's called The Spot.
Oh, it's called The Spot.
Yeah.
Oh. Have you ever been to the Bunny Ranch, either of you?
Nope. No. I heard it's dated. I mean, the house was built a long time ago, so it was kind of hard for them to kind of...
Yeah, but you're not going for the accommodations.
I know. But with him, I mean, is it the same?
What?
Is it the experience the same as it was before? Because I heard some...
Once they were kind of mainstreamed with the TV show and everything like that.
They have to settle down a little bit, right?
Well, yeah, but I think they've upgraded
the
women.
Yeah, on a tour. I mean, they didn't go to have sex with a whore, but I went to tour the place.
You didn't do the whore?
Were they walking around? Like, who was in there?
Yeah, they're there. Yeah.
Just butt-ass naked? Or
no.
Slap a couple cheeks on the way by?
The butt-ass naked you got to pay for, bro.
They line up. Nick, did you ever see the TV show?
Yeah, you never watched
the show? When you come in the front door, they line up and you get to take your pick.
Yeah, it's literally like, you know when you go to Red Lobster and there's the tank full of lobsters? Except the women don't have rubber bands on their hands.
Barry
Laminack.
Words of Barry
Laminack. But if you play
like
your
that,
cards
though.
Right,
it's like that.
They'll
you get
scream
to
like that.
When you drop them in hot water, boy, do they scream. All right, we should have warned the kids in the pickup line. That was
earmuffs.
That's our bad. You want to get Clarence's call?
Not really.
He wants to talk Packers. Yeah, I'm with you. Never mind. Skip it. Clarence, what's
they're
up?
Still, they're still
Oh, has he not that. Done it yet? Yeah. God, he's been up there. It's been up
it
there
has
for
been
a while.
Up there for a while.
Get it together already. He's not there.
not functional.
Angel Munoz said, I voted for Joel because Barry has T-Pain on his list, but it wasn't easy with Barry's list also having Willie and Merle. Nick, get your bleep together. Chumba Wumba, shaking my head.
And I kidded about it yesterday at the end of the show.
About Chumba
Wumba?
I
said, hey, Nick, I get knocked down, but I get up again. And lo and behold,
I was like, boom, drinking song.
There I really was looking for an Irish drinking song like Dropkick Murphys. But that's not really a,
it. I thought about it too.
It doesn't
yeah.
talk about drinking.
That's actually would have been
shipping
a perfect
up to Boston
song.
Or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have been a perfect song.
But it's not, they don't talk about drinking. And
but
that's
it's
the
about
point.
Drinking.
Shipping up to Boston?
Isn't it?
No. Just because they're Irish? That's racist.
Everything is about drinking.
To Irish.
Yeah. Everything.
Lucky Charms? That's just the name of an Irish whiskey. That's all. Yeah. That's not a cereal.
Exactly.
Yeah. I almost put it on my list. I was like, well, I'm already disqualified for Sneaky Snake, so I could just throw this on there. But
it'd be the worst ever if you won.
And it got disqualified?
You're disqualified and you won. Like, you got the vote.
That's why they should vote for Barry, because that would make you guys feel
now that I just said that, they're probably
gonna... I was going to say, Nick, way to go, because now it's coming.
I love
our
listeners.
There's not much time left.
I love our listeners so much. At Barry is funny for a link to the poll.
You're such a pandering freaking...
I love how you both get mad at each other when y'all both promote y'all.
Pander? Yeah. Well, it's because we don't text all of our friends once we release the poll like you do.
I do not.
Hey, guys, can you please go vote for me? I have nothing else.
We don't schedule our bots to do certain things at certain times so that we can look better than we should every week.
Ooh,
man, he has a lot of experience with bots, I think, from his former... former employment.
Damn right, freaking Daryl Morey.
And that's why he accuses everybody. Everybody has bots because of
no,
the Rockets.
No, I just know that anything's possible. Kevin Garnett taught me that too. But the bottom line is that I know that anything's possible because I've seen what Daryl can do with bots.
I believe you when you say that. I mean,
no question about it.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't have bots. I don't even know how to use them.
I did that too. Yes, I did.
I didn't. I just, oh boy, he got a Palillo there.
Based at,
got a couple octaves on. Yeah.
I mean, based on yesterday and the Rockets doing great things in the community, and you know, Rockets give back. Well, you would think that someone could give some people a double extra large shirts.
Oh, you're so mean!
Wow.
Speaking of, Andre Davis said to check out the Pepper Mill for breakfast when you're in Vegas, Nick.
See
what I did there?
No, mm-hmm. I didn't.
Check out the Pepper Mill for breakfast while in Vegas. That was from Andre Davis.
I will
he
definitely
said, check
do
it
that.
Out. Put it on your list. There you go. Shout out to JP. He said, if I want a Toyota, he can help me out. Hook me up with a name. There you go.
Better be legit.
I know. JP, I swear. He said Raheel. He gave Raheel the info. JP, better not be messing with me, man.
Yeah,
what happened to Clarence?
I got context, too. See, you scared him off.
He might be calling back. I don't know.
Buddy Munger said, Barry got my vote. You guys can suck it.
Joel is winning. 22 minutes left.
Oh, no.
Well, that'll change the vote. Thanks, Nick.
Oh, here's a tweet from Clarence. Your intern put me on hold but didn't put me on hold, and now I can't call back because it won't pick up. Damn it!
But now I think they're calling back.
Man, oh, man.
It's a new intern if you want to.
Is it?
I kind of like it when you roast interns, honestly.
Do you?
Every time we get a new intern, you should spend 2 minutes roasting them.
You think so?
Yeah, because you hate everybody anyway, especially interns.
I hate everybody?
Especially interns.
Everybody.
Okay, you hate interns.
Well, okay, not Fred and AJ.
Actually, I kind of hate AJ sometimes.
You do nothing of the sort.
No, sometimes he's bothered by AJ.
Don't get it
twisted. Believe me.
AJ and I get on each other's nerves.
He gets aggravated.
But that's a lot different than hate. You don't
hate.
That's
true.
You don't hate.
That's probably true. I don't hate a lot of people.
So news from teams that we were talking about baseball-wise before we get to Clarence's call. Chris Sale comes back but only pitches one inning for the Red Sox last night.
Yeah, just dipping a toe in the water, seeing how it's going.
I guess. But, I mean, okay. They really have nothing to play for. They're the first team to clinch the playoff spot by winning the division, and they're going to be the Astros of a year ago. They're just going to relax and set their pitching rotations and watch how it all unfolds. And on the flip side, as Red Sox are getting back their ace, looks like the A's may have lost theirs for more than just this season. Sean Manaea is going to have shoulder surgery. He may miss all of next season and even a little bit of 2020.
That sucks.
That is a tough blow for a young team like the Oakland A's.
Yeah, but it's like you would think that once that happened that they would have slowed down, but they haven't. So
they sure haven't.
It's a tough blow. They would, but you know what?
Won another one-run game last night.
It's a blessing for the rest of the AAL.
Yeah, it is. But they won another one-run game last night. They have been phenomenal since the All-Star break. My question to you becomes, who is their starter? Is Edwin Jackson their starter for a one-game playoff for the wild card? He's been on fire.
Yeah, it's a good question. It is. I think you kind of have to go with it, right?
Right?
If he's the hot hand.
Doesn't matter how many teams he's played for in the past or what he's done previous to this season. This season, he's on fire. The Astros can speak firsthand for the fact that he's got great stuff this year.
Yeah. You're not going fires.
God, although, no. Well, although, you could, but I don't think so. He's been pitching well lately, too, but not for the sample size that Jackson has.
Right. Yeah, I think it's Jackson.
And it's a little interesting to
good
see
luck, though, against
out.
The Yankees in New York.
Again, but Severino, who's been lights out for most of the year, has been looking a little less than stellar lately. So they can be had. The thing that I'm saying is, with the A's beating the Orioles last night and the Yankees losing, it's only two games now where you could flip the script and make them go to Oakland. Then the Yankees go to Oakland, burn their ace, and then they have to go back across the country to take on the Red Sox? Talk about setting up a very tough road for the Yankees, which I don't think anybody feels sorry for them. But.
Oh, no. Not at all.
No,
I don't know. I think,
see how that plays
I think the Yankees handle their business against the A's, though. Either location, across the country, doesn't matter.
Well, you know the crowd's not going to be a factor in Oakland.
No. Except for that stupid drummer.
Yeah, their little percussion section gets a little
The drum
annoying.
Guy and then... weren't they the ones that had... Remember in soccer... Back in South Africa, they had the
vuvuzelas.
Yes, and then the A's fans got a hold of them.
Yep,
and it made me want the commissioner of baseball to retract Oakland from baseball. It was that.
Then
bad.
They did the wave.
It was horrible.
Oh, and then they started wooing.
Worse. Yeah, that's even worse. The wave. I would rather listen to the vuvuzela or whatever the hell it's called. Than
vuvuzelas.
The wave. Whatever.
You want to get Clarence before or after?
Let's get Clarence's call.
All right, Clarence wants to get in here. What's up, man?
What up, guys?
What's up?
Packers, huh? What you got?
First off, Barry, don't go ahead and block OU Mike off the text line. You know this show is all he's got. Between that and his country redneck blow-up doll, you know, he doesn't have much. Come on, man. Don't go ahead and block him like that.
All right,
and as far as the Packers, one, your boy didn't practice today. Big surprise. And two, I read an article on NFL.com, and I want to get your opinion on it, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
They said that the Packers should trade for Le'Veon Bell and use everything that they have to get him. What's your opinion about that?
I said it a week ago. I said, you know, really as a franchise, they've never done all that much to ever put a ton of help around Aaron Rodgers. And with him getting older and still being on top of his game, and you know that life without him is going to be hell, if there's a way to get him, and even if they don't get him this year, Clarence, and he becomes a free agent, I think they should throw money at him. They realize that money that they have saved for Clay Matthews, they might be saving overall because Clay looks terrible right now. But you want to see that offense get back to where you have balance and Rodgers can really do his thing because they got to be honest, go get a good running back because they don't have running game right now. So... you know, definitely. And by the way, don't worry about him not practicing. He didn't practice for like 6-8 weeks straight when he had that calf issue and played every single week and took him to the NFC Championship game. I'm not worried about that. I am a little worried about the fact he said he didn't take any pain medication because he doesn't like it the last 3 days. That's not helping, but
right.
Based on what some of you have said, maybe he took other medication that made his eyes red. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That's
You're
how rumors
on the
start.
Vikings anyway.
That's how rumors start. Hey, can we talk at some point before the show's over? Appreciate the call, Clarence, by the way.
Yep.
Did you see this report about Matt Patricia? The Lions players are frustrated with him
because
he's trying to turn it into the Patriots way.
And we need to get to NFL news and notes anyway.
Yep.
So that can get into the next segment. Well, we'll get into all of that and more. Don't go anywhere. It is the next segment of the final hour of The Usual Suspects, Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I'm a chain smoking, whiskey drinking son of a bitch. If you want to roll with us, you gotta do it like this. One step, two stepping out on the floor. Then you pop, lock, and drop it till you can't anymore. I'm a chain smoking, whiskey drinking son of a bitch. If you want to roll with us,
this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, I'm looking for a Robert Ford call at the end of the Astros game. And the Astros win it 5-4. There you have it. Your Stros.
Rolling.
Most road wins over a two-year span. The Astros, 105-49 over the last 2 years.
Suck it, Mariners.
That ain't bad, baby.
Nope. Pretty
now,
good.
Baltimore Orioles, do us a favor. Good Lord. At least
yeah, good luck with that.
Shut down the A's one time.
Worst team in baseball.
Yeah, well, at least the Astros still got them on the schedule. Remember that.
Oh, that's right. They do.
Yeah, so they may need those games. Thank so that's goodness. Good. Yep. So Stros win again. Gerrit Cole gets the win. So that's a good one.
Somebody got onto us. I don't know. I think my text line connection might be broke. But somebody said, I'm telling AJ, Andrew Luck is like his son, like a son to him. He can't do anything. You're all wrong. Y'all are in trouble now because we said he's maybe not.
Yeah, because he's an Andrew Luck guy.
Yeah. Oh, he loves him some
he
Andrew
does,
Luck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He Andrew Luck has replaced Jay Cutler with him.
Excuse me. Trevor G wants to know, hey, guys, what time will Sigmund Bloom be on tomorrow? I need to know when to take my poop break at work so he can call. Trevor, we have
2:30.
Sigmund, yeah, 2:30. Sorry, I'm choking to death over
every
here.
Thursday, 2:30, Sigmund Bloom.
Yep.
There you go.
Sorry. I almost died here. That would have been good radio.
Don't
but,
tempt us.
Huh?
Don't tease us.
Like oh, God, I'm still swallowing it, though. Oh, I hate you.
That was an accident. I meant to.
Oh, was it an accident?
I meant to.
Oh, right.
It was right next to each other.
Oh, okay. I like how you point the screen like everyone could see what you just pointed
My
at.
Bad.
What a dick.
Well, he pointed it at what a earlier camera two.
Can't do that. See, I'm actually
Does this
saving.
Make you hungry?
I'm
Why?
What's saving you.
The peanut butter
No one knows what you're talking about, Barry Laminack. No one knows what you're talking about.
I'm pointing to my genitals, listeners.
Barry, stop showing Nick the peanut butter parfait.
I'm helping you keep your job by not putting that feed, by the way.
What?
Just pointing to your junk. Nobody wants to see
Please
that.
Please hold the whipped cream.
What? Nobody wants to see that nonsense.
Is there rules like that? That's not. This is FCC going out over that stream.
You're not the type of dude to kind of follow rules anyway.
That's
a good
probably
point.
True.
Very valid point.
You go
there.
Back what two segments?
Rules
we
are made to be
bunny
broken.
Ranch? That's
right, Barry Laminack.
That is correct, my friend.
Just see the other day, by the way, Tiger Woods hitting a shot in the final
round.
Just stop
you right there.
I know you didn't
know,
but you would appreciate
before
it because there was a guy behind him in the gallery that was waiting to know the camera was on him, and the minute Tiger got ready to hit the shot. He started freaking chugging a beer, and the whole time Tiger's in his swing, he's just like,
nice.
Hammered a whole beer. I was like, now that's
what
I'm talking about.
That was a high pitch.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's talk about Matt Patricia. So this article came out where several members of the Lions organization apparently are none too thrilled.
Now, the players or in the organization?
So it says several members of the Belichick coaching tree have failed with head coaching gigs, right? Then Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network reported on Sunday that some of Patricia's methods were not well received in his first offseason with the Lions. Matt Patricia went really hard on these guys in camp. There was a lot of contact there. There are not a lot of, hey, good jobs. There's not a lot of, hey, bad job. It was more a lot of, hey, bad job, and then getting cursed out. So I think what it comes down to is some of the Lions players are not thrilled with him trying to make it the Patriot way there in Detroit. And I don't know about you. I don't know what your thoughts on it are, but when I was in the barbershop this morning, shout out to J-Row at Current Cuts, but I saw this come on and Skip Bayless and
he's an a-hole.
Yeah, and Shannon Sharp
yeah.
were debating this, but I didn't really I wasn't listening, but I saw the topic come up because I hadn't seen it yet. And my first thought is, isn't this why you go and get Matt Patricia? Because you want the Patriots way. This is why Bob McNair, we know his lust for the Patriots. We know that. So he went out and got Bill O'Brien to make this the Patriots. That's what he was trying to do. They're winners. Let's do what they do. And that's why you go out and get guys from a coaching tree to do it that way. So why are you upset? Everyone knew that this was going to happen. Did they not?
You knew when Bill O'Brien came in and before T.J. Yates even said it and other guys came in like Brian Hoyer, like the former Patriot quarterbacks that had to be on Bill O'Brien's list, that they came out and said, we are calling Patriots playbook. So that's exactly what you got. And the other thing is, it's been a complete crap show in Detroit over the years. So you want the Belichick way. You want a system of organization, accountability. But I'll tell you this, for all of what you wanted, you got to be careful what you get, and you better do enough due diligence to find out if he's the guy. Because right now, you and I both said he looked like a deer in the headlights the way he was coaching other night.
Yeah.
And it looks like the franchise is even more disarray than it was under Jim Schwartz or anybody else. I look at it and say, God, things can only get better, but that could be the first coach to go if this continues to go on a slide like that and Stafford looks that bad.
So, I mean, to me, though, the difference is you can do the Patriots way where, you know, hey, if you muff a punt, you're cut.
Which is what they did against the Texans, right?
I know, yeah. But there's that, and then there's the coldness of Bill Belichick where you're just mean to the players. Like, if that's not your personality, then you shouldn't be forcing that because you think that that's what's effective. Because Pete Carroll is the guy that does it probably the opposite of the Patriot way.
Coach, yep.
But he still wins. So it's not like that's the only way to win. But if I'm the Lions and I'm the Lions organization, I'm the Lions players, this is what you knew would happen when they went out and hired Matt Patricia. Why are you surprised?
Well, the other big thing is you want to play the Patriots way, but you got to have players.
Yeah, they can play that way.
Can play
you
that
need a
way.
Lot more white wide receivers.
But I don't know if it's a good idea to come from the Belichick tree of coaching and then become a head coach somewhere else and then force the Belichick way on these players.
Because
if it doesn't work, you're going to see resistance and you're going to see this type of complaints from a team.
Especially if you're coming from a head coach and the organization was such that it was not even close to that.
Right.
Where players were maybe coddled or allowed to do whatever they wanted because it said the veterans are not happy. Yeah, probably because they were getting away with murder under Caldwell, and now they're not. They're not able to, and they're being forced to play really well, or not well, but they're being forced to practice really hard in hopes that it translates into them playing well. I'm sorry, but you were coddled before. It's not going to happen anymore.
And just like we said about other quarterbacks than Tom Brady playing in the Patriots system who were expected to do big things and failed miserably, like Matt Castle, like Brian Hoyer, how about the fact that you mentioned the Belichick coaching tree, Nick? Matt Patricia, 0-1. Romeo Crennel, 28-55. Josh McDaniels, 11-17. Eric Mangini, 33-47. Nick Saban, 47% winning percentage with the Dolphins. Bill O'Brien, 31-34. Al Groh, 9-7. What do all of these things have in common? They add up to a coaching tree that has a losing record by a pretty large margin.
What is he not sharing with them? They don't learn anything?
You want to know what he's not sharing with them? Tom Brady. That's what he's not sharing with him.
Brady. Bang, boom.
Unreal.
Let's be real. That's the big reason why Bill Belichick is as good as he is.
I've said this before on the network. I've said plenty of times, if I'm a coordinator on the Patriots, I might just want to stay there. I might be too complacent.
Well, look at Josh McDaniels just did.
Yeah, well, I think that move is, hey, I'm probably gone in a couple years and you can take over.
I can be the guy, the heir apparent, too. But
of course,
at the same
time,
Josh
McDaniels, I'm like, well, how long is Brady playing for? Because I might go somewhere else and get a draft pick, have a better chance.
Exactly.
No doubt about it. KJ, appreciate you sending the actual tweet of the guy chugging the beer behind Tiger.
Fantastic.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. 30 minutes on the clock, and we ain't going to stop. We'll turn it over to the Blitz at 4. They'll take you home till 7 at SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Final half hour, Usual Suspects. SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you along for the ride. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel for a Way Back Wednesday. Songs pre-2008.
Yes. Drinking.
Yeah, drinking is the theme.
Were you looking?
I'm listening at this song.
Oh, you don't think it's a drinking song?
No, I'm wondering if it's pre-2008.
Oh, I think it is. Semisonic?
Did you look it up?
Nope. But it just,
I didn't, but I guarantee you it
just
is.
Based on my ear, I at least questioned
1998.
This song?
Damn, that's old.
Damn, I didn't think it was that old.
I knew it was old.
This is the... Damn.
Is that true?
Yeah, 1998, at least.
I don't think we need to turn it up. It's not going to influence anybody's vote.
Oh,
the song
who won?
Sucks.
The vote's over.
Oh, the voting's over? Probably me.
No, Nick only says that when he wins.
No, I swear I didn't look at it. I swear.
We
honestly,
know
so
this.
True.
We know this.
That is so
look, okay,
true.
Okay, then look it up.
Who won?
Wait, did we not get a text last week to remind us at 7-something to look at the list? Because you won.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Boys. Y'all can both suck it.
You won?
I won. How on earth did I win?
How did this... He's disqualified, well, he does, people.
You don't officially win.
Amazing.
I think I gave you that W
poll.
By
I won
by
the
announcing.
Poll. That's all I care about. Both of y'all can go to hell. I won. That's it. Fine. God, it's been a long time since
I've... That's fake news.
Yeah. 38%.
Because you're DQ'd.
Joel, you win.
I win.
By default, because I came in first.
I too haven't won in forever because of the bots.
Yeah, so I'm disqualified because of Sneaky Snake, because we talked about Nick and his erect snakes that attacked
Bowser
him.
Mouse.
That attacked him. So you win, 32%. Good for you, bud.
Thanks. Appreciate
How's
it.
That W feel? Does it taste good?
It's been a long
time, eating those
man.
W's?
Been a long time. Better than eating peanut butter.
A little news and notes from the NFL. Did you see where Greg Olsen is saying that he's probably not going to be shut down? They're going to rehab him. In hopes that he can return to the field and then explore options later.
There's an interesting one that Dr. Chow would chime in on, simply because of the fact that same injury, surgery last time, no surgery this time. It reminds me of Yao and all the people, Rick Smits, all the people that had foot injuries, you know, through the years, and you go, is that just like your last ditch effort, hoping for something better? Because
it's like when you hear about people with a bad back, how they're like, I'm going to wait on surgery. I don't know, man. If I'm Greg Olsen, I get that taken care of, because now, depending on how long you're out or how long the rehab would be from the surgery, you might not be ready to go next year if you had to get it operated on in the offseason. So, I don't know. Other news and notes, Seattle Seahawks wide receiver Doug Baldwin is not expected to be available this week. That's according to head coach Pete Carroll. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell was removed from the team's Week 2 depth chart, and the reason given was has not signed franchise tender. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon is listed as a starter opposite Jarvis Landry heading into Week 2. So there's some news and notes. Also, from the oops, dumbass department, Dez Bryant apparently has a burner account on Twitter where he, quote, tweeted himself on accident as himself and replied. So Stephen A. Smith was out there talking about Dez, and Dez responded to Stephen A. Smith and said, the problem was my ex-teammates respected me more than the coaches. And then Dez took that tweet and responded to it as himself and said, I could see that. And then, of course, Twitter just goes, bro, what are you doing, Dez Durant?
Gotcha.
That's your burner account. You forgot to log out and log in as your burner account. So, yeah, Dez, put him on the list of other athletes that aren't really good with their burner accounts.
But on that topic... Did you see that he went to the Jay-Z and Beyonce concert last night? And did you see who he attended with?
No.
The concert, AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Oh.
The owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys was his buddy sitting next to him.
That's interesting. Do you look into that at all and wonder? I mean, look, they have nothing.
Obviously, week one, receiver. But it's just week one.
I thought AJ said it best. I was listening on the way home. He's like, if Cole Beasley is your one, you need help
big time.
Yeah, that
he's not. He's good too. for a few plays. But.
I mean, no, he's good. He's good as a possession receiver. He's good as a second option. But as your one,
no.
Yeah, it's just. You know what?
He'd fit in
like
well
I said,
in the Patriots.
It's only been week one. Well, he's been lobbying for the Patriots and the Redskins. The Redskins had said right off the top,
Cole Beasley
they're not
would
doing
fit in well on the Patriots. You
true.
Know.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, he's lobbying for a job now because he knows time is ticking. But can you mend a fence?
That's
can
weird.
He go back?
I mean, it sounds like he's trying, unless
only
they're just
been week
such
one,
good
man.
Friends.
I mean, you got to believe with that running game, with a line that's still better than average.
Yeah.
Even if
it has some
a little,
holes in it.
Frederick obviously being out hurts a lot.
Yeah. People think I'm crazy, but I just don't. I don't think that line. I'm not saying they're bad. They're not Texans.
I'm saying
bad.
Better than average. I didn't give them what everybody else gives them, which was best line in football, top three, five, whatever it is. But at the same time, is 1 week too early to panic?
Oh, yeah. 1 week is too early to panic. But when you look at this Cowboys team,
Bringing Dez is a panic, isn't it?
No, it's not a panic. It's addressing a hole. I mean, it's addressing a need.
But obviously, it's a panic because of who he is, what he said, what he did. He was tweeting during the game, taking shots at him left and right. He said, hey, you know, y'all, because he was basically, and I'm generalizing what he said, but he said basically, hey, y'all, you love Troy Aikman, so you might want to listen to what he said.
Right.
Because Troy Aikman was the one pointing out
critical
clearly
of their play calling.
The offense, the play calling, everything that Dez had said when he left. So, with that being said, is that too big of a step back to go get him again?
No, I don't think so. I think at the end of the day, you got to do what you think is best to win football games.
He knows the system,
as it is. We know Bob McNair and the Texans won't do that because they would have brought in Eric Reed as a safety. We know they won't do that. But I think, you know, a guy like Jerry Jones has proven he'll do anything. He'll go out and get guys that are terrible character guys. He's the opposite of Bob McNair. He'll do anything to win. He doesn't care about his reputation or what people think.
Greg Hardy.
Yeah. So I think if he thinks it makes sense for the Cowboys to bring back Dez Bryant, he'll do it. And he'll say whatever he has to say to make it okay.
So maybe you do read into something then if they were sitting together last night. And Dez is still in Dallas. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Turning it over to the Blitz at 4. Fred, AJ, Jong, they'll take you home till 7. We'll do it all right here on Sportsman 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Now sit
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This song, a precursor to Nick on the Vegas Strip this weekend. He'll get knocked down, but he'll get up again, we hope, as he goes on hiatus, vacation.
By the way,
workation.
Nick, even if you would have won, you lost. Because the song Closing Time by Semisonic, not a drinking song.
It's about last call.
No. James Feimster pointed out that it's about having a baby.
Well, that guy's an idiot.
And no.
That's not nice.
No. I Googled it with Siri. And I'll read you a quote
here. Why are you bringing this up after the poll's over?
I'm just saying you're
trying to disqualify a loser.
Who's the loser?
Me.
Oh wow!
You're saving that as a drop.
No,
yeah, you are. That's totally a drop.
You should be playing Beck right now.
Yeah. Semisonic lead singer Dan Wilson wrote the song when his wife was pregnant with their first child, which turned out to be a daughter named Coco. So there, you lost. You're disqualified. Pac-Man Joel wins no matter what. I'm disqualified.
God, like
you're disqualified. This whole place is disqualified. Whatever.
I like the sound of that.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right. Did you see this report that came out? Gig'em. Texas A&M replaces Texas as the most valuable college football program. The numbers that they have in this article on ESPN are astounding to me. It says that that Forbes had ranked, Forbes released on Tuesday a list of the most valuable college football programs based on estimated average for profits for the 2014, 15, and 16 season. Texas had held the top spot, drawing $100 million in revenue in 2011, $92 million in profit in 2014.
$100 million, you can't find a quarterback.
Yeah, right? Texas A&M brought in $148 million in revenue and made $107 million in profit over the three-season span. That's according to Forbes. Texas made $133 million and $87 in profit. Michigan was third with $127 million and $75. The numbers that and
all three teams can't win enough.
And you're telling me that they don't have enough money to pay athletes?
Right. Or coaches.
dude, that
or
kind of money.
Fine quarterbacks, because what does all three have in common right now anyway? Although Kellen Mond is okay. And here's the thing. To me, after I referenced this before with you guys, when ESPN did the thing on Oklahoma and Alabama's facilities.
Yeah.
And you're like,
boy.
And with the amount Alabama wins, I'm like, how the hell are they not on top?
Yeah.
4 out of 5 years, national championship games, things like that. You think, well, God, they got to have a corner on the market. But then you see the numbers A&M's pulling. You're like, yeah. Oh, man.
$107 million in profit for a school. And, you know, again, the money that they charge. This is football. Now, I mean, some of you are probably going to text and be like, oh, well, that's no. This article says a college football program.
Yep.
So this is what they're talking about. My goodness, that's a lot of money just to be making on football alone. And then, you know, everyone's like, well, if you pay them, you got to pay them all. Okay, well, pay them by percentages. How much do you think that the A&M softball team brings in?
Right.
So if you paid them by percentages, but even that, dude, take some of that money and lower tuition a little bit. Goodness sakes.
Well, yeah, I mean, because that's an astronomical number. When you're talking about, when you look at the overall profitability of the entire university and you put that up against it, I would say the percentages of how much that contributes to the overall is going to be better than 50%.
Yeah. Why did we just get an influx of Ric Flair's daughter tweets or texts?
Because remember the drop didn't have the name right?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago. Why are they just now coming in?
I don't know. We didn't get any text for like a half hour, too. So
yeah, that's weird. That never happens.
I don't know what's going on.
We got to get AD on this. I think something happened to the text line. That's why we didn't, for like 30 minutes, we didn't get anything, and now there's just an influx of them.
Well, Patrick, when he was filling in for Palillo, was kind of complaining about the text line as well. Like, it literally locked them out. So there might be some glitches in
Wait, Patrick was complaining?
Yeah. And
well, you know, he couldn't access the text.
Was he yelling?
Well, he does that naturally, sir.
Somebody said, LOL, laughing my ass off at Barry pronouncing wrestling names he's never heard of. Laughing my ass off at you watching wrestling as a grown-ass man.
You laugh at me, too, because I probably got that name wrong. We were talking
Bro,
about
you watch you watch a fake
plus,
sport
look at the copy
and you're making
that we
fun
get.
Of me?
Look at the copy we get, too.
Yeah. Charlotte, C-H-A-R-O-L-E-E-T. Yeah, my bad, I pronounced Charlotte wrong. I just read it like it was written, dude. By the way, stop watching wrestling. Grow up.
Is that what you tell Shock?
Yeah. Grow up.
Grow up?
You know they keep records in wrestling? He's 33-0. He's undefeated. Yeah, because that's how they wrote the script.
I was just going to say he had the best script writers. That's
I've
what
always
he had.
Said keeping track of a record in pro wrestling is like keeping track of how many fake orgasms you give your wife. It doesn't count. Those don't matter. Stop keeping track of those fake wins. Earmuffs, whatever.
Yeah, too bad for the parents that are already in the pickup
segment,
line going,
well,
that got off the rails in a hurry. Didn't see that one coming.
Whatever. This whole you should know by now. You don't listen to this show with kids in the car.
Not at 3 o'clock, you don't.
Nope. You should not. We have too much fun. Not meant for kids.
So we got an Astros win. We're hoping for an A's loss in Baltimore tonight.
Not going to happen.
Probably not. Other than that, TV night. Brewers Cubs, I guess.
It's slim pickings, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna have to catch up on Ozark.
Cubs won last night, so that's a 2-game lead in the Central over the Brew Crew. Crew is on against the Cubs tonight, but
I may just have to go to the lab and make some beats.
You started Ozark the second season yet?
Not yet. I may have to binge watch it tonight since there's nothing really good that I want to see.
I've been told it's better than the first season.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
How are you not
either.
On this, Joel?
Because you know me.
Yeah,
I've got 36 episodes of Ballers taped on, and I've watched two.
Remember that a couple weeks ago when Joel was like, guys,
I'm on it.
Guys.
It's like Entourage. I like it.
Oh, my God. I've got a TV show I'm going to watch.
Yep.
He's watched two in a month or more.
Yep. I watch my daughter do a lot of things, though. I'm telling you right now. I watch her go to bed. I watch her have to eat. I watch her poop. There's lots of things I got to get done.
Yeah. You are busy.
I'll give you that. Then throw the dogs in the mix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even without peanut butter.
Yep.
And I'm bored. Or bunk beds.
Right?
Jeez, we covered a lot today.
We have spread it around. That is true.
All right. So, Nick, last show before you go. You've not packed yet.
I have not, and I'm glad AJ came in here because I thought my flight was leaving at 11. I think it's leaving at 10. So I thought I had an extra hour.
You would've screwed
better get
up.
Your earth home and get some things done because you're going to have to get out and make sure Shamama has all the instructions for what she's got to do to hold down the fort while you're gone.
I think I'll be good. I mean, I've packed so many times, I can pack pretty quickly now, so.
Wait, is this true? Tyler Cito said, I saw on Twitter earlier some beat writer talking about Macho Man getting bit by a real cobra. Devenomed, though. Look that up. Mad respect for even going through with that. Dude was insane to even consider that. Is that true?
I never heard that.
How do you devenom a... What do you mean? Like, was it poisonous or was it not poisonous?
You take out the venom sack. I don't know. I'm just spitballing
here. What if he stepped into a slam jam?
Yeah. He's telling me to Google it. I believe you, but that's... Okay. That still doesn't make wrestling real. That still doesn't make it real. I get that that's a real cobra bite.
Yeah, so that you're willing to be your own stuntman, essentially.
Yeah.
And do that, something like that?
The stuff like that Mick Foley did was wild. Remember when he came off like the... They had a steel cage and he jumped onto a table.
That was real. Yeah,
that's real. I mean, he was really hurt, but overall... You know when I really had to get away, when I really started watching UFC or MMA and the UFC, when I really got into that, I had to get away from wrestling because I was like, man, this isn't even believable at all now. Like a little bit.
I mean, they do go through some rigorous training and it is painful.
Okay. Yes.
It can be painful, seriously.
But it's fake fighting.
But yeah, it's scripted.
Yeah. And they keep the records for that. Not good. That's enough wrestling talk. I think all the wrestle dorks can be upset and text the Blitz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we appreciate you guys being a part of a Way Back Wednesday. We'll be back again tomorrow. Barry and I will. Nick will be in Vegas.
Travel safe, my friend.
Yes. Have a great time. Have a lot of fun. Try and send out some kind of a mass text and or tweet to warn the chubby Latinos you're coming. And you're coming
Latinos?
With
Latinos? Hold on.
You're coming with a vengeance.
Latinas.
Toes, tuz, nuz.
Hold on.
Whatever you got to get, you get. Okay?
Nick, right. That's how you're going to end the show. That's how you're going to end the show.
Beggars can't be choosers, Nick. I'm just telling you.
You're going to call me gay. That's how you're going to end the show. And you know what, dude? Oh, I'm so mad right now.
And on Latinos, that note, we appreciate you being a part of the Usual Suspects. I don't.
Wow.
Fred AJ Jong, The Blitz, they'll take you home next. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
Check it.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. Visit